Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the FinecoBank third quarter 2017 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Alessandro Foti, CEO of FinecoBank. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for joining our third quarter 2017 results conference call. We are extremely satisfied about this set of results, with an outstanding operating profit growth sustained by very strong underlying business trends. As released today, a solid set of commercial results is also confirmed in October, with net inflows at 517 million, up 46% year-on-year, bringing total net sales since the beginning of the year at 4.7 billion, 19% more compared to the same period of 2017. Guided products in October grew 20% year-on-year at 497 million. The penetration rate on total assets under management grew 7 percentage points compared to last year, confirming a constant improvement in the asset mix and the continuous increase in the network productivity. Moreover, new clients in October increased by 10% year-on-year. Coming back to the first 9 months results, gross operating profit exceeded 256 million, a remarkable plus 9% year-on-year, excluding the profit related to Visa sale recorded in 2016. Third quarter performed very strong with a double-digit growth both year-on-year and quarter-on-quarter, confirming our solid and sustainable growing path. In the chart at the bottom of the slide, we summarized the work from gross operating profit to net profit as of September 2017, including the contribution to deposit guarantee scheme amounting at 12.4 million gross and 8.8 million gross related to the voluntary scheme for the rescue of Cassa di Risparmio di Rimini and Cassa di Risparmio di San Miniato. Adjusted net profit, which excluded the net impact of the voluntary scheme, as it is a pure one-off, grew 7.8% year-on-year. On a quarterly basis, net profit grew more than 18% year-on-year, boosted by double-digit revenue growth. Please now go through the following slide to analyze more in details all the dynamics of our results. On slide 6, on revenues and operating costs. Revenues continues their solid and sustainable growing trend, reaching almost 431 million as of September 2017, 6.3 more compared to the previous year. Operating costs well under control at 174.7 million, plus 2.1 year-on-year, despite the continued expansion of assets and clients. As you can see at the bottom of the slide, confirming our strong operating leverage and the scalability of the platform. Cost income in the first 9 months decreased by 1.7 percentage points. Let's move to the net interest dynamic on slide 7. We slightly changed the usual slide to reflect the increasing diversification in our net interest income generation. On the left side, we summarize the contribution to net interest income coming from all the different components. As you can see, net interest income was up 4.7% as of September 2017 compared to 1 year ago, and 4.8% compared to the second quarter 2017. The solid increase in net interest income was supported by double-digit growth in volumes, both sticky sight deposits and lending, as the strategy to add more fuel on lending is starting to pay off. I would highlight once again our strong commitment in building a very high-quality lending portfolio, thanks to a strategy focused on offering these products exclusively to our very, very loyal and very well-known base of clients. Volume dynamics more than offset the yearly reduction in gross margins and declining interest rates. As you can see at the bottom of the slide, average gross margins on interest-earning assets lowered from 1.37% in the first 9 months of 2017 to 1.28%, and Euribor 1 month from minus 0.33% to minus 0.37% in the first 9 months of 2017. It's worth mentioning that Fineco confirmed the cost of funding practically close to zero at 2 basis points. In slide 8, on the top chart, we introduced a dedicated focus on the government bonds portfolio to reflect the increasing diversification within our financial investments. This portfolio was at 4.3 billion as of September 2017, with the contribution to net interest income increased by 72% year-on-year at 18 million. On the bottom part of the slide, we summarized the new maneuvering on current accounts under the old pricing structure. As of September 2017, 11.7 billion of our sight deposits related to current accounts opened before 2012 was still linked to 1 month Euribor. Starting from January 2018, they will be transformed into current accounts at a fixed rate equal to zero. This move will help us in rebalancing the balance sheet structure with no impacts for the clients, as one month Euribor is still negative, and it will also substantially improve our sensitivity to potential increase in interest rates. A parallel shift of 100 basis points would generate 132 million of additional net interest income. Let me remind that before this move, our sensitivity was at 79 million on additional net interest income. On page 9, we updated our test on interest income sustainability. Forward Euribor curve included in the assumption is expected to turn positive in 2020. We updated the usual exercise considering two cases. In case one, with the expiring bonds and new core liquidity invested in 5 years Italian govies, we need a compound annual growth rate of sight deposits of 4% in order to maintain the same level of interest income deriving from the UniCredit bonds portfolio pre-aligned at the 2016 level. In case two, we further diversified the investments, including a larger portion at fixed rate, thanks to the maneuvering on current accounts just mentioned. We consider a blend of European government bonds, 50% at fixed rate and 50% at variable rate. The residual maturity of this portfolio would be around 3.2 years at the end of 2020, aligned with the current one. As you can see in the blue bubble, in this case we need a compound annual growth rate of sight deposits of 6.5%. Slide 10 on commissions and trading income. Fees and commissions strongly up year on year, a double-digit growth mainly boosted by investing fees. In particular, management fees grew 14.5% compared to September 2016, sustained by the increasing productivity of the network, resulting in a continuous successful shift towards gathered products and services. Higher banking fees, which are mainly benefiting by the announced repricing of credit cards and brokerage fees flat year-on-year, and brokerage fees flat year-on-year despite the lower executed orders. Overall, brokerage performed very well despite volatility at the bottom since 2013. Core revenues in the first 9 months ranked as the third best position, but we will deep dive on this later on. Moving to slide 11, we have a detailed overview on cost evolution, very well under control as focus on efficiency score in our bank. Staff expenses at 58.7 million as of September 2017, around 1.6 million more compared to a year ago following the increase in the working force. Other administrative expenses at 108.5 million, with development costs at around 58 million to support the growth, and 50 million running costs pretty stable, related to the effectiveness of our operational machine. Quarterly dynamics reflect the usual seasonality with decreasing development costs, mainly related to lower marketing. Moving to slide 12 on capital ratio. Fineco confirmed its strong capital position with a transitional common equity tier 1 ratio at 20.74% and the common equity tier 1 ratio fully loaded at 20.66. Let me underline that the reduction of core tier 1 capital in the third quarter is just a temporary effect that will be overcome in December. In fact, considering the intra-semester results are not reviewed by the external auditor's firm, we need to deduct some items such as long loss provisions and write down on the voluntary scheme contribution for a total amount of about 10 million. Net of this effect, transitional common equity tier 1 ratio would be at 21.22%. On slide 13, on total financial assets, we show an overview of the total financial assets growing trend, supported by the healthy expansion in net inflows. Total financial assets increased from 35 billion in 2012 to 65.4 billion as of September 2017. Such outstanding results has been supported by more than 23 billion net sales, confirming Fineco's potential to consolidate its position to take advantage from structural trends in place in Italy. The increasing demand for advanced advisory services and growing digitalization. This is also confirmed by our market share on total financial assets, steadily increasing at 1.57% as of June 2017. Moving to slide 14, we summarize the breakdown of total financial assets. As you know, we are strongly focused on the quality and the sustainability of asset gathered. In coherency with the ongoing initiatives to improve the productivity of the network, the asset mix is constantly moving in the right direction with a definitely better mix. As of October, financial assets totaled at 66 billion, of which 48% asset under management. Guided products increased their penetration rate at 62% on total assets under management. On the right side of the slide, asset under management grew 8.4 billion from the end of 2014. Leveraging on our cyber advisory approach, the growth skewed towards guided products and services increased by more than 11 billion in the same period, of which almost 4 billion in the first 10 months of 2017. Slide 15. We released today very solid commercial data also for October. We gathered 517 million in the month, plus 46% year on year, bringing total net sales since the beginning of the year at 4.7 billion, up 19% compared to the same period of 2016. Net sales in assets under management grew to 2.9 billion, plus 102% year-on-year, of which 376 million in October, confirming the effectiveness of a process aimed at definitely improving the productivity of the network. Net sales gathered through our financial advisors were at 4.3 billion as of October, and plus 25% year-on-year. They are strongly committed in moving clients into added value solution, helping clients in managing their wealth with a long-term approach, bearing in mind the client's investment targets. This trend confirms the attractiveness of a sustainable and healthy model, which focuses on organic growth and long-term customer loyalty. With no aggressive marketing campaign, several offers on interest rates, or overpaying recruitment to buy assets and clients. As you know, our growth strongly leverages on organic component thanks to the unmatched quality of our services. In the first 9 months of 2017, out of 4.2 billion of net sales, 93% was organically generated through the existing financial planners or directly by the bank. Only 7% come from the new recruits of the year, including also net inflows related to financial planners recruited over the last 24 months. The proportion was an outstanding 87% organically generated versus 13% from recruiting. As you know, in our view, this growing strategy is strongly sustainable in the long run, also from a future cost sustainability perspective, positioning the bank in a sweet spot to cope with future pressure on margins and potential challenges. For us, recruiting is exclusively aimed to improve the quality of the network through selected new recruits. As of September, the stock of recruitment costs to be amortized in our future P&L amounted to 23 million, stable compared to December 2016, confirming the future cost sustainability. Now I would skip directly to page 20 for the next section before moving the last part of the presentation. Brokerage. It's worth spending a few words on brokerage. Confirmed as a strong contributor to our revenue generation in a period characterized by volatility at the bottom since 2013. As you can see in the right chart, revenues in the first 9 months of 2017 ranked as the third best period thanks to the continuous enlargement of clients based and market share combined with a broader product offer, allowing clients to find volatility also when there is none known on the market. Let's now move to the last part of the presentation on slide 25. Commercial loans grew 95% year-on-year and 72% compared to December 2016, with the usual strict control on credit quality. Our lending is offered exclusively to our very loyal and well-known customer base, and our deep internal IT culture allows us to fully leverage on big data analytics. A cost of risk very well under control follows this approach. In addition, the level reached as of September 2017 reflects the dilution effect generated by the strong increase in volumes in the first 9 months and the improvement in the quality of the portfolio thanks to higher secured loans. So we confirm the expectation provided you last quarter on and year-end cost of risk at a more normalized level, probably in a range between 43 and 30 basis points. Let's now move in analyzing lending initiative more in depth. As you can see in slide 26, lending offer is very well welcomed by our clients. Mortgages grew 383% since March 2017 and 39% quarter on quarter. This is a very good result with over 3,200 mortgages granted in the first 9 months and a very low expected cost of risk. As usual, our pricing offer aimed to be not the cheapest one available on the market, but the best ratio between quality and price. Considering a loan-to-value of 50% with a maturity of 20 years, our pricing ranked in the second quartile compared to the system. Personal loans grew 59% year-on-year and more than 5% quarter-on-quarter, with an average maturity of slightly more than 4 years and very high margins. Lombard loans at 459 million, 30% more quarter-on-quarter, with accelerating growth of the new Credit Lombard started some months ago. Let's remind that this renewed focus on lending allows us to further consolidate our relationship with clients, completing the one-stop solution offered and sustaining the diversifying both the net interest income generation and the asset side of our balance sheet. On slide 27, on the investing area, as you can see in slide 27, the announced increase in the network productivity is constantly delivered, leveraging on our cyber advisory approach and XNet platform. Gathered products and services grew more than 4 billion in 1 year. The average portfolio of our financial planners is now at 29.4 million, plus 14% year on year. The mix of net sales is clearly skewed towards asset under management, 60% in the first 9 months. This is an outstanding result, considering that our growth is mainly organically generated and does not leverage on expensive recruiting activity to buy structured portfolios. As regards private banking area, 25 billion of total financial assets was related to clients with more than 500,000 euros, 20% more year-on-year. This amount represents 38% of our total financial assets, 2 percentage points more than 1 year ago. Private banking is the area in which we are growing the most, confirming Fineco among the most important player in this segment. Now let me spend a few words on Fineco Asset Management. And on slide 28. The implementation phase is on track, and as anticipated, the asset management company is expected to run at full steam during the first half of 2018. As you know, the goal of the project is to further increase Fineco's competitiveness through a vertically integrated business model, increasing efficiency and creating significant added value. Moving now to slide 29, we can focus on products and services. The asset management company will offer single funds and building blocks, both retail and institutional class, to offer more efficient, flexible, and guided solutions to our clients, according to their investment goals and risk-return profile. Retail and institutional single funds will be Fineco asset management funds, sub-advised to around 15-20 investment houses through a mandate to manage. retail single funds will be offered mainly within our portfolio solutions like Advice and Stars. Institutional single funds will be the underlying of our rapid solutions, insurance, old core series, and building blocks. Building blocks are Fineco Asset Management funds of funds with no mandate. The underlying will be the above-mentioned single funds, institutional class, third-party institutional funds, and ETFs. On slide 13, on the top of the chart, you can see the expected progression in terms of Fineco Asset Management offer. As already announced, this project is expected to generate a relevant and recurring improvement in the future profitability of our bank. The cost structure of the new company is expected to be extremely lean, and we are budgeting around 5 million of cost per year. With the aim to help you in better modeling the potential impact of this project, we summarize the expected upsides in terms of consolidated margins for each product, considering as underlying assumption a split of revenue between Italy and Ireland respectively of 60% and 40%. Let me remind that you on institutional class, no split of revenues between the two countries is envisaged. In terms of volumes, the potential is huge and continuously increasing thanks both to the new inflows and the existing stock transformation. We will leverage on a progressive improvement in the asset mix, both in terms of new inflows and increasing asset under management on total financial assets. In addition, we expect a boost in the penetration of gathered products on total assets under management. Finally, Fineco Asset Management's funds will be more and more the underlying of the guided products. On slide 31, we few words on the concept of a cooperative compliance scheme. Let me remind that you that the project will also benefit from the closer relation of trust and cooperation with the Italian fiscal authorities through full transparency and ensuring an ex-ante compliance at fiscal level, which would avoid any possible future issues with the authorities. Thanks for your time, and now we can open the call for questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Alberto Villa with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations for the results, although we already knew a good part of it, but also the trend in October were very strong. I have a few questions. The first one is on the banking fees. Banking commissions, I've seen a jump in third quarter. I was wondering if this is something we have to model going forward or there are any specific reasons why the third quarter was so strong. The second question is on the slide 30 on the asset management project. When you specify T1, T2, T3, can you give us an idea since the starting of the project of what does that mean in terms of phasing in the future of these achievements, so we can understand when eventually you can achieve that, and if you have specific targets of transformation already in mind, even in a range. The third question is on the patent box. Is there any news on that side that you can share with us on the possibility for you to benefit from patent box? And the last one is on the chart 12 on the capital ratios. You explained that the drop in common equity Tier 1 ratio is temporary. I was wondering if you can quantify what was the impact of the growth in lending on the capital base. Thank you.
Okay, so let me start with the banking fee, the banking fee. The increase is mainly related to the repricing of expired credit cards, on which we are working after the introduction of a cap on interchange fees. Until the full repricing process will not be completed, the single quarter cannot be considered as a run rate. But full year 2017, banking fees could be a normalized run rate for the next year, mainly thanks to both the repricing of expiring credit cards and the new repricing on cash withdrawal below €100 with debit cards. So probably this is not something that is not very well. We didn't discuss on that, but we introduced also a change in the so charging and a fee for all the withdrawal below €100. So this is more or less what you can expect from the. So for sure, you can expect the banking fees keeping on going up, and to have the exact run rate, we have to wait for the full year 2017. Regarding the evolution on the single components, so clearly the core series is going to be immediately, so the day one after we receive the green light for all the authorization, these are going to be immediately transferred. The second component, single funds and building blocks, and so we are talking about institutional class. This is going to be relatively fast. This depends on our capability to clone the funds that we want to use as the building blocks of our solutions. So the main constraints can be our operational capability to go through this kind of process. Then we have the T2, that is the single funds, and the T3, the building blocks. This clearly is going to be slightly more complex than the first two phases, for a very simple reason, because we have to interact more directly with clients and financial planners on this concept. But clearly, this is something on which we are pretty confident as well. On the targets, clearly we are not giving still a precise target on that. Clearly, for us, what is extremely important to underline that the potential clearly is huge, because as we explained, we have to consider that we expect to keep on growing quite robustly, both in terms of total financial assets and asset under management. Second, we expect an even further and strong acceleration in direction of a guided solution. And third, that clearly going forward, a large part of the building blocks part of our guided solution is going to be represented by products manufactured by Fineco Asset Management.
Sorry, if I can add one thing. Is there any sort of incentivation for the sales force to achieve any target on this respect?
But there is, for example, when we are talking about the funds where we are going to clone, for example, these funds are expected to have a total expense ratio for the clients that is going to be lower than the original funds. So this is, for example, in coherency with the new concept introduced by MiFID II, is going to help a lot in moving in the right direction, because clearly, as it's pretty easy to see, the margins that we have, because if you at the slide 30, we have the margins. These margins, I want to remind, are net margins. So these are margins net of tax. So as you can see, we are talking about a quite substantial increase in the profitability generated by this kind of product. So clearly, thanks to the efficiency generated by this new process, we have plenty of room for improving, considering our profitability, at the same time to give to our clients a better service in terms of a total expense ratio that is going to be lower than the experienced with the original funds. On the Patent Box, let me summarize a little bit the process on the Patent Box. In December 2015, Fineco applied for Patent Box, both brand and software, for the fiscal period ranging between 2015 and 2019. In May 2016, the supplementary documentation to the application was presented to the Revenues Agency, and in June 2016, a confirmation from the Revenues Agency for the validity of the application has been given. Last month, October 2017, we started the discussion talks with the Revenues Agency with a focus on software and brand. The feedback we received was positive. The evaluation method was shared, and in the following weeks, the agency will focus on the functional analysis for the attribution of extra revenues for the software. Regarding the impact on the capital ratio generated by the increase of lending is
120 basis points, more or less, including operational risk and credit risk. The reduction from 22.14% to 20.74% of Common Equity Tier 1 ratio. The reduction is due for around 100 basis points to credit risk and operational risk.
Okay, thank you very much.
The next question is from Elena Perini with Banca IMI. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I have two questions. The first one is on slide 30 and 31, and in particular, well, I know that you still have a process ongoing with the Italian tax agency, but you have shown the net margins that you expect. I don't know if you can give us an idea about a potential taxation range that you would expect. And then the second question is on MiFID II. Are there any aspects of the new rules on which you are still working on, and some new aspects that you would like to share with us? Just to give us an update on which point you are, and if you feel to be completely ready for the new rules. Thank you.
So regarding the taxation, the point on which we have to focus is the split between the revenues remaining in Ireland and the revenues returning in Italy. So reasonably speaking, we gave as a reasonable assumption, this clearly the final process is going to be finalized after the tax ruling with the fiscal authority. But reasonably speaking, we can say that we are working on a range with 60% of the revenues returning in Italy, 40% of the revenues remaining in Ireland. Regarding MiFID II, clearly there is we are pretty much in line with our task in order to be perfectly ready for the beginning of on January the 3rd, and so we have nothing particularly significant to signal to the market regarding this process. So at January the 3rd, we are going to be perfectly ready for to be fully compliant. And clearly, we are much more concentrated on the, because this is the formal part of the story, we are much more concentrated and focused on the substantial part of the story that, again, is related to the challenges coming in the following month on potential pressure on margins driven by the higher level of transparency on prices and product governance. And clearly, Fineco Asset Management is going to help a lot direction to be perfectly in line with the requirements of MiFID II also on the product governance side.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Matteo Ghilotti from Equita. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. A question on the Irish platform. I am correct if I say that in terms of cost in a couple of years, the Irish platform could cost something like 15 million euros a year as a total operating cost.
Sorry, Matteo, 5 million, not 15 million.
Ah, 5 million, okay.
5 million.
So bad news for the employee there. Thank you. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Foti, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you. And as usual, if you need to dig a little bit more in the numbers and getting more details and so on, please, we are, as usual, at your disposal for any additional answers. Thank you very much again.